Personal finance expert Michelle Singletary is back with us. Michelle writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post, and she's our personal finance contributor. Today she's here to answer questions, the kinds of things we ask you to send Michelle from time to time. Ready, Michelle?
I sure am.
Okay, this first letter is more of a comment than a question, and these may be fighting words for you. Hold on. This listener writes, Michelle, I hear you and other financial advisors asking people to save and save more. My question is, for what? There are no places to invest your money where the principal is guaranteed except CDs or money market funds, which are paying so little interest that after taxes and management fees, you make less than you put in. So why not enjoy the things you can buy now and finance with low interest rates rather than save and have nothing or very little left to show when you retire? So the question here is, Michelle, is why not spend rather than save? Because who's going to hold on to the money's value?
Well, if you spend, you won't have enough to save in retirement. People ask this question all the time. Why am I saving all this money? I could die tomorrow. And I don't know about you, but I drive and walk in where I live, and I don't see a whole lot of dead bodies. The fact of the matter is most of us are going to live into our ripe old age. I mean, we are living longer, and you're going to need money for retirement. If you spend your whole life borrowing and buying, you are not going to have money for when times are not good. You lose a job. You get a divorce. You have a medical illness. You are disabled. All of those things are real things that happen to people every single day. So you do a combination. You spend, you know, that's why you're making the money, but you also have to save. To the question of where I'm going to put my money, the fact is it's not like you have to pay them to keep your money. It's true that the interest rates that you get on your savings accounts are very, very low, but you're still making a little bit. So you want to do a little bit of everything. You want to invest. So you want to put some money in stocks and bonds and keep a little in cash. You want to save 3 to 6 months of living expenses. You want to do all of those to have a master plan for your life, because life will happen.
All right. I think we have time for one more. This listener writes, I'm 51 years old, and one of my personal finance goals is to own stocks from 10 different companies. The bank still owns my home to the tune of $62,000. My home equity loan and credit card debt comes to $12,000, and I also have a car loan with an annual income of around $70,000. Do you have any suggestions for stocks I should buy?
No. What I will tell you is that I'm a little concerned about some of that debt you're carrying. The best investment this person can make is to pay off that credit card debt. And I would really caution them about focusing on just 10 stocks. With investing, you want to be sure that you are diversified. And I'm not sure with 10 stocks that he would be diversified.
Do you mean 10 is not enough? You need to own more than 10 stocks?
Well, I think for this particular person and for most investors, the best way to get into the stock market is through a mutual fund. That way you have money in various stocks over various industries. Lots of people want to have this portfolio of individual stocks, and that's fine if you are able to do the research and really know what you're doing. But to save for your future, you need diversification, and you need to have it across a broad range of stocks. And I don't think you'll get that diversity with just 10 stocks.
Thank you, Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. She's also Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. And if you have questions for Michelle, send them to us at dayToday@npr.org. Please put Michelle in the subject line. And again, thank you, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
And Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.